Another border matter now, this one thousands of miles from the southwestern United States. Israel's new defense minister, Amir Peretz, today ordered the full reopening of the main cargo crossing between Israel and the Gaza Strip. The Kearny crossing has been closed most of this year, and that led to severe shortages of basic goods for the 1.4 million Palestinians in Gaza. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, today's decision by the defense minister is part of his larger plan to ease restrictions on the Palestinians.
The long closure of the Kearny crossing has been strangling Gaza's economy. Gaza's fruits and vegetables, often exported to Europe, were rotting in the fields. In Gaza, there were shortages of food, medicine, and some consumer goods. But every time Kearny was reopened, Israeli intelligence warned of possible terrorist attacks, and it was quickly closed again. Hirsch Goodman of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies says Peretz is determined to keep Kearny open.
And Amir Peretz walks into the same group of generals now as defense minister, and he says, having Kearny open is a national priority.
After only a week in office, Peretz also allowed an additional 2,300 Palestinian workers from the West Bank to enter Israel, as well as 4,000 Palestinian businessmen. Peretz's critics, such as Agriculture Secretary Zev Boehm, say Peretz is moving too fast.
It was surprising he made his own decision, maybe because he's inexperienced. But even the issue of allowing more Palestinian workers into Israel, it's a security issue.
Peretz has said he wants to lift restrictions on freedom of movement and make life easier for the Palestinians. Speaking to senior military officials this week on his decision to reopen the Kearny crossing, he said, "Our war is against terror, not against the residents of the Gaza Strip." Peretz has also made no secret of his dovish views on a solution to the conflict with the Palestinians. In his first public speech as defense minister, he called for an end to the Israeli occupation of the West Bank.
Control of another people has not been good for us. The faster we can free ourselves from this, the better.
According to Israeli newspaper reports, Peretz's moderate views on the Palestinians have already led to tensions with his boss and political rival, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Some military officials worry that Peretz does not have enough experience to deal with issues like the growing crisis over Iran's nuclear program and threats by al-Qaeda to strike Israel. Yaron Ezrahi, a political science professor at Hebrew University, says being defense minister is not an easy job for anyone and will be even more of a challenge for Peretz because he does not have a military background.
And it requires extremely complex assortment of skills, some of which Peretz has already displayed. He's a shrewd politician. He's probably a very good manager, but he has a lot to learn.
Prime Minister Olmert also has little military experience. Analyst Hirsch Goodman says that's a good thing.
In a country that's been dominated by generals, both in terms of its political leadership and its military leadership, it's very healthy that now there are fewer generals in the parliament, there are fewer generals in politics. The country is much more skeptic about these generals.
Goodman says now, almost 60 years after the creation of Israel, it's time for the generals to step aside. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.